All right, try two on the interview. My name is Cooper Lawrence. I am 17 years old. Today is March 20th, 2023, and I'm speaking with Sarah Helm, who is my fiance. I'm recording this in Plano, Texas. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Sarah Helm. I am 18 years old, and today's date is March 20th, 2023. I'm speaking with my fiance, Cooper. And we are in Plano, Texas right now.
All right, excellent. So, can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence in your life?
Yeah. Someone who has had a big influence in my life. obviously God. But person, here that I can interact with more, I guess, or physical person. I would say probably my grandma, my nana. She has definitely had a really big impact on my life. She's like the example of what I want to be. She's just really kind and is always helping out my family and like helping out me and like doing all these things for me. I feel like I could like never repay her, and she's really sweet. And one thing is, like, she never gets mad. Like, anytime she's, like, remotely upset, she never yells, nothing. Like, she's just very composed and really, really nice person. Want to be like her.
Yeah, and really good at card games. All right. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person has taught you?
Definitely how to kind of... Well, I don't know about how, but that it's good to kind of control your temper and, you know, approach situations calmly, and how to be organized, but not organized to the point where you feel like other people have to be organized, because you go to her house, and, like, it's, like, everything, she knows where everything is. It's not, like, perfectionist, but, like, it's pretty organized. She's really good at that kind of thing, but, like, she might, like, help you organize your stuff, but she's not gonna, like, force you to be, like, you know, organized. She doesn't, like, get mad at you about it. So, definitely that. What was the question again? I'm, like, veering off quite a bit here.
Yeah, it's all good. most important lessons that person taught you.
Oh, yeah, lessons.
Lessons.
And another thing is, even though I am, you know, engaged, also that being single is okay too, because she's been single for a really long time, and she doesn't seem upset by it. You know, she's living life really well. Definitely. And also just how to be a servant to others. Like, she never asks for anything in return, never complains when she comes over and helps, just, like, has that servant heart.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's helped out, like, even, like, me going up to her house a bunch. All right.
Yeah.
Could you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories. well, definitely walking around Bob Woodruff with Cooper is, I mean, we go a lot, or we used to go a lot more. It's where we kind of first started hanging out. It's a park called Bob Woodruff. It's really fun. It's a pretty big park, and there's a lot of, like, different trails and stuff you can go on, and, like, a pond and a creek and all sorts of stuff. It's also where Cooper proposed to me. So that's definitely, I mean, that probably is my happiest memory. I could still see the look on his face. It was wonderful. So I would definitely say walking around there.
Yeah. All right. What are you most proud of?
Your
greatest achievement?
Right. I would say my greatest achievement, or what I'm most proud of, is probably passing my black belt test. Just during the black belt test and all the training that goes up to it, you have to do, like, hundreds and hundreds of push-ups and, like, sit-ups and do a mile run. And do, like, basically all the curriculum you've ever learned in Taekwondo in, like, one big test. And then you have to, like, spar a whole bunch afterwards. It was definitely really tough. I doubt there's hardly anybody who gets through that test without some tears and some pain and
blood.
Some blood.
Literally blood, sweat, tears.
So, definitely that, because completing that makes me, you know, it's like, okay, if I went through that, I can do, you know, whatever other thing that's hard in my life right now. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's things that are harder than that, but most things that I encounter in my life now, I'm like, well, if I, you know, did my black belt test, was able to pass that, this is like nothing compared to that.
Yeah.
And especially like even not just the test, but all the training that comes before that, like running all the time and coming into class every time and like almost blacking out every class just because of, you know, how tired you are. It definitely, gives you a lot of endurance and helps you to be able to learn to persevere through hard things. It was still fun, though. I mean, I make it sound like terrible, but I still enjoyed it, and I enjoyed, you know, the people that I went through it with.
Yeah.
We definitely share, like, a special bond with really all the other black belts, because, like, oh, we all did it. We all completed this really hard thing, and even if we don't have very many other similarities, we can still relate to each other on that. And
yeah. Every generation of black belts, I'd say almost every generation, becomes like a pact. It's like a band of, you know, we all went through this together. It hardens you together.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good clan. All right, this is a great one. How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? You know, I've actually thought about this, not like a ton, but I've thought about it before. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, I want to like write a really cool books and that kind of thing. But honestly, at this point, I don't really care too much about being remembered. Like, it's not, I know some people care about it and I want to be a good influence. But as far as the actual fact of being remembered, I don't really care that much about, because, you know, if I die, I'm, you know, going to heaven and I'm still going to be like kind of alive, just like somewhere else. And yeah. I don't know, hopefully I have lots of other chances to make a difference, and I don't feel like I have to be remembered here on Earth or something, you know? But if I was going to be remembered, probably just kind of like I was talking about earlier with my Nana, I'd want to be remembered for, like, having that servant heart and, you know, being generous and, like, you know, to the point where it's, like, noticeable. Not just, like, oh, every once in a while I'll do something nice, but, like, the point where people are like, wow, she's, like, you know, she has that servant heart.
Yeah, not quite the guts and the glory.
Yeah.
That's, I think, one of the most major things that we disagree on. That and, or that, it's not really disagree, just that I feel very differently about.
Yeah, definitely.
That, yeah, and going back, you know, even to deeper things than that, but... yeah, it's a good point. It's something that I think about a lot.
I mean, I have to kind of stop myself sometimes, because I definitely subconsciously, like, think a lot, like, oh, I need to be better than this person or this person, like, in whatever I'm doing, like, nursing or taekwondo, not quite as much anymore, because I'm, like, teaching and not really doing it as much.
Best teacher.
So... even that kind of comes up sometimes, but I try to, like, okay, I'm just trying to be the best that I can be and not, like, trying to compare myself to others, because I feel like that's not a good mindset, not really, like, fair to others to be, like, constantly trying to compete against them, because it kind of puts them in a position in your mind where, like, even if it's not, like, consciously choosing, it's, like, you're kind of making them your enemy when you think about it that way.
You're opposing them.
Yeah, exactly. So I try to just, like, not, even though I'm not great at it. I normally am pretty competitive. I try not to always be that way unless I'm just, like, doing it for fun kind of deal. Like, you know, like a competitive sport or something is fine, but...
yeah, the temptation is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... and, you know, if you do become better than them, or if you do beat them, then it makes you feel proud. And if you don't beat them, then it makes you feel terrible. Either way, it's like, But I think there's a difference between that and what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If this were to be your very last conversation, is there anything you'd like to say to me?
Oh, gosh.
Confess.
Probably would say something about, like, you know, don't kill yourself if I die.
Woof.
Which I don't think you would, but,
no.
You know, something about keep living on without me and, you know, take care of my family. Well, they'd probably be fine.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't know. Probably like some passwords to things or... I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there'd be too much, I would say, to be honest.
Tell you where all my notebooks are. Remember the legacy. Oh, no, that's what we were talking about earlier. All right.
Same line. Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense, because I don't necessarily have too much I remember for, so it's mm-hmm. not too much,
but
I would say.
You asked me that question, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so for your great-great-grandchildren, listening to this years from now, like 20, you know, 123, whatever, 20, 21, 23. Maybe that's how they'll say that. Is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Well, I mean, there'd probably be quite a few things that I'd say. Would they actually listen to me? I don't know. but probably something like, definitely, I don't know how to phrase this, but like not be on like screens all the time growing up, but like actually take a step outside sometimes, because yeah. I feel like, you know, in this day and age, there's a lot of great stuff you can learn online. You know, it's really useful to have, like, you know, computer skills, all that, and that's great, but I feel like people spend a little too much time inside now, and like you can learn a lot from, like, you know, stepping out in the world and walking around and like even just seeing nature or like talking to people. I feel like those interactions are much more important. You know, definitely seeing the nature kind of brings you more into reality. Yeah. That'd definitely be one thing. I'd probably could think of quite a few other things too, like don't date someone unless you actually think there's a possibility you could marry them and things yeah. like that. Because I've met a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people, but a couple people. Enough to make me concerned that, like, you know, it's like, okay, do you actually see this person, you know, as somebody you can marry? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, so why are you dating them? And they're like, oh, just for fun. It's like,
yeah.
It's not, like, what it's for. I mean...
Yeah, it definitely depends on your view of it.
Yeah, I agree. And it depends on, like, how you're dating, too. But still, I feel like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That goes along with, like, the whole, like, you know, I know a few people who, like, date for, like, 9 years. And it's like, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I have not met anyone who's, they're both okay with that. The people I've met are always like, bro. If this person doesn't, you know, engage and, like, propose, that's the word, then after, like, this year, then I'm done. Whatever. It's a point of contention. But,
yeah.
It depends on your worldview, and if you, you know, I mean, if you're already, dare say, living together, then there's not much, there can be less of a point to be married, because you're, besides, like, actually committing to that person. Which is yeah. fading away.
It's literally just people avoiding commitment.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if I don't have to be committed, then I'm not going to be. But definitely, I mean, I see that as, you know, in my worldview, it's important to be committed to that person. If you're going to be living with them and, like, you know, I think it's very important. So.
Yeah. All right. And that's all time. Do you have anything you'd like to say to... anyone out there?
Anyone out there?
Yeah, say hi to your mom.
Yeah, hi, mom.
Okay. With that, we're done. Yeah.